Well, thanking you for shopping Emporia First.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop Emporia First.
KVOE live and local. Good morning, 844. Cloud cover 67 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, Chris Piney, who is Phi Delta Theta chapter president at Emporia State University. The big annual poll sit just a few days away.
Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing good. Thanks.
Doing good. So you ready for Friday and Saturday?
Absolutely. I've been looking forward to it this year. So.
What has you really excited about the poll sit this time around?
A lot of things, really. So this is our 38th annual one. And we're dedicating it to Connie Cahoon, who has announced her retirement. She's served SOS for a while now, so we'd like to honor her service to SOS this year by having a good poll sit.
All right. Well, let's talk about the poll sit. I know that people obviously recognize what you're doing. They've driven by, I'm sure, in the past. But for those who may be unfamiliar with this annual activity during homecoming week at ESU, tell us exactly what happens, Chris.
Well, you'll find me and my fraternity brothers out front of ESU on 12th Street and Commercial. And we have a 12-foot pole that we man for around 28 to 30 hours with one of us sitting on top of it. And we just ask for changes people drive by so we can help SOS.
So you have people, I think, what is it, on both, or really all four corners of the intersection that are doing the collecting, and the person on the pole is basically the attention grabber, right?
Yeah. They're just kind of there to sit there and look pretty while the eyes of the world. Yeah.
How much time are you going to put on the pole here the next couple of, well, I guess maybe the Friday, Saturday that this is up?
Hopefully an hour or two. This will be the first year I actually get on it. I've been kind of scared to get on it the past couple of years.
Hey, don't blame you. Don't blame you. So you have not actually sat on the pole then?
No, I have not. I'm horrified of heights. So.
Well, way to step out there, though, for a great cause, helping out SOS. But you obviously have talked to your brothers out there who have mounted this big SOS pole sit pole. And on a comfort scale, what do they say? Good, bad, not good?
Say that again, sorry.
On a comfort scale, what have your fraternity brothers said about sitting on that pole? Is it good, bad? What is it?
It definitely ranges, but it is definitely a little sketchy sometimes, especially if it's windy.
Yeah, so is there just a little seat on top? What do you work with?
Yeah, there's like an office seat on top of it. Thankfully, it would be a little weird just sitting on top of the pole without a chair.
That would be painful. Yeah. You might attract a lot more attention, though.
Yeah, that's true. How far up is that pole?
I think it's around 12, 13 feet once it like fully gets in the ground.
Okay, that's a little better than I thought. So,
and you do have obviously the pole is braced then, so you know you do take safety into a play here, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
good. How many of your fraternity brothers are going to be out here for Friday, Saturday as part of the collection effort?
Hopefully, all of us. We won't be all there at the same time, but. All 21 of us will be there this year, hopefully. So,
all right. So, when do things start, Chris?
We set up at 5 a.m. and it starts at 6 on Friday.
Okay. And again, cash. What kind of currency are you taking here?
Cash. This year we're having a Venmo. So if you don't have cash on you, we'll take check. Basically, anything you can give to SOS, we'll take.
Outstanding. Chris, what got you involved in Phi Delta Theta? Let me ask you that.
So freshman year, I was really just looking for friends because it was coming off of COVID and I hadn't really talked to anybody for a while. And the guys just invited me over and they actually invited me to pulse it. And I saw how much it meant to them and how much it meant to the community. And that really kind of put me over the edge of joining Phi Delta Theta. And I haven't looked back since. So
are your frat numbers pretty good?
Yeah, from where we were 3 years ago, we're doing pretty good, I'd say. We started at 9 when I first joined, and now we're up to consistently like 20, 25.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Not bad at all. So are you a senior now?
Yes, I'm a senior, but I'll have one more year after this. So if I get scared of getting on the poll this year, I'll have next year still.
So you have it out. He has it out.
Yeah, I have it out.
That's good. So what's your major?
I'm a music performance major and a music education major.
Outstanding. What do you got planned after college?
So I'm planning on going to Wichita State to get a music composition degree.
Okay.
And I really want to end up teaching music theory in college somewhere or owning my own store and just playing and singing.
Nice. Well, that's great. Well, we do a lot of work with the music department up at Emporia State. You're probably very familiar with our friends, the Zeeks, there in the music department.
I am. Dr. Zeke is my trumpet professor. So.
Great.
Cool. Good deal. Good deal. All right, Chris, lay it out for us again. The times that you guys are going to be out, the methods of payment that you'll accept, and again, the special feature here, the special component here of this year's poll sit.
All right. So this year we're dedicating poll sit to Connie Cahoon, who has planned to retire in 2024. She served SOS for almost 15 years now. We're starting at 6 in the morning on Friday, and we'll go until 10 in the morning on Saturday. We'll take cash, Venmo, check, whatever you have, really. So,
well, Chris, great job this morning, and good luck with the poll sit coming up this weekend.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Yeah, thanks
you too.
For your time.
Chris, we'll see you this weekend.
Yeah, Chris Piney of Phi Delta Theta. He is the chapter president, and they'll be poll setting to raise money for SOS this weekend.
Okay, here's what we got in the 8 o'clock hour tomorrow. We've got a couple of interviews. Our Newsmaker 2 will be at 8:20. Jax Cole will be talking about the Emporia High Student Council Blood Drive, which is taking place on Thursday. So that's at 8:20. Then at 8:40, we'll have Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. He has his biweekly update planned for us then. And we'll also have the on-air chat and talk of Emporia coming up later in the day tomorrow here on KVOE.
Live and local, 8:51. Good morning.
Tune in every Monday morning at 6:50, as well as the second and third Thursday of every month at 5:20 p.m. for Flint Hills Legacies, brought to you by the Emporia Community Foundation. Our legacy can be like our mission or life purpose. However, when we pass, our legacy is a summary of who we are, how we'll